Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 20th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good. Lots of recording recently.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of recording. And since Christmas is almost here, it seems like the news has kind of slowed down, so we're going to have a quick show this week.
Yes, and I will note already that this is the last for this year, and we will be on break until mid-January.
Yeah, and I'm going to put in a little caveat there, because mid-January is about when my baby's due. Mm-hmm. So for a while in January, it'll probably just be you and Yom or you and Steve.
Yep.
So the fans will get more of your dulcet tones.
Yeah, poor them.
All right, well, let's get this show started. And first up, as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And leading the pack this week is Red Republic Games, Arena Rex, Dexterius.
So this is one of their mount model. This is a war horse, and it goes with the model, the already released model, I Wayne. So it's not a fast horse, it's really a war horse, armored. It's in a, how do you call that, rearing pose?
Yeah, it's rearing. Yeah.
Rearing, okay. Rearing pose with the rider handling, staying on the horse, holding with one hand and the other, striking down with his sword or spear. I'm not sure what the angle I have right now.
It's a spear.
Okay. Yeah. So it looks really good.
It does. You know, these guys have some really, really nice animals, like their animal sculpts, mm-hmm. I find. I mean, some of them are a bit overdone. Like, I think they have a bull that's kind of, yeah. Or a rhinoceros, maybe it's kind of over-muscled and crazy. But they're still amazing.
I think the bull is worse than the rhinoceros on that side.
I really like a lot of what they do.
Yeah. We were talking earlier this week about you already have some Arena Rex stuff. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the group, we are thinking about jumping in with their Christmas sale. And this was one of the models. I didn't realize it was so new because I saw it and it made me choose that faction when looking at it.
So which faction is he?
Legio 13.
Okay.
So the Celtic guys.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Next up, Knight Models new releases.
Yeah, so it's all stuff for DC, but parts of it is for the DC in-universe miniature game, so the high-powered version, and the rest is for the Batman miniature game. So for the DC universe, we have Lex Luthor in his power suit or power armor. And the other one is Black Adam. Mm-hmm. For Batman, we have Reaper, a new Batman and Robin duo, the Iron Cash and Quick Response Team box, and also the Mr. Freeze Doug set.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Batman set, and it's... I can't figure out what that's from. It must be a series I don't know. It's the blue and gray Batman, so it's the older style Batman, and... Is Robin female? It's hard to say by the look. Judging by the sculpt and the shape of the face, I'm going to say it's a female Robin.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. But as always, cool looking models from Knight. That's nothing new there. Mm-hmm. Their Black Adam looks really, really badass.
It's a character I'm not...
not familiar with?
Familiar, yeah. Familiar with. Yeah.
So he's like the evil version of Shazam.
Mm-hmm. I read a bit when I saw the news. I read a bit about him, and even with what I read, I was not too sure. So,
yeah,
it's all a part of the universe I'm not used to. I know a bit more about Marvel than DC, and that all that thing, Shazam and everything, that was all unknown before.
Okay, Black Adam was actually a really important character a while back in a series because all the main heroes take a year off. So Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, whatever. And he basically takes over a country in the Middle East and the heroes have to go try to stop him and it doesn't go well for them. Because he's essentially like power level like Superman or whatever. So okay. It's,
something crazy.
Yeah, it's no fun for them. All right. Next up, Warlord Games, C3 Interceptor Command and Gar Bombardment Crawler for Beyond the Gates of Antares.
Yeah, so the... Common is three bikes with a small drone, three jet bikes and not three bikes. So the interceptor commons. and they work for, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
The C3?
Yeah. Is it C3? C3 is
the name of the faction.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they look cool for they look, they made me think a bit of a Star Wars speed, land speeder. The jet one they have on Endor, is it? Something like that.
Yep.
Missing the two, like the two probes, probes in the front, but similar to that.
Yeah, they definitely have like a Star Wars universe feel to them. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And the bombardment crawler, it looks like a giant mech thing. I'm not fond of the Gar, so
well, their aesthetic is different.
Yeah,
I'll say this: if nothing else, it's a different take on sci-fi. I will say that Beyond the Gate of Antares has enough variety in it that they don't feel the need to copy a lot of the typical stuff we see in a lot of sci-fi nowadays.
Oh, that's for sure.
The looks are pretty unique. The Gar are kind of cool because they're kind of like an evil goblinoid race, right? So, yeah, it's a crawler. Well, it's a six-legged walker, I think, or five-legged walker, where the tail of the thing is the big laser cannon. You know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of, and I'm totally sidetracking, the Post-Human Republic, the big command walkers they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like a chibi version. A
giant scorpion? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a chibi version of that. It's awesome. Yes. All right. I'll never be able to unsee that now. Mm-hmm. Next up, Privateer Press, Death Ripper plushie.
Yeah, they already have two plushie out, and this is a new one. It's the third one. They had a Shredder, an Agonizer, and now they have
Jack. The Agonizer.
Yeah. So they even run a special right now. If you buy two, you get the third one for free. So plushie.
How tempting
for your,
is that?
Evil. evil self, if you want, because they're all bad guys.
We should buy Yoma Shredder plushie.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure he's the plushie type.
Do we know anyone that plays Scorn or Crix that we can give the other two to? Three Christmas presents for the price of two, Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And last in our non-crowdfunding news, we have Zealot Miniatures, Ogre Brute, and Telos Lesser Demon.
Those are two resin models in a 28mm scale, well, 28 to 32, the regular wargaming scale. They have pretty good price for the size. They're £8 each for what's amount to like 40mm base stuff.
Yeah, they're not bad. It's tough to say because the blank resin.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the ogre brute sculpt, and it doesn't look very clean. But that could just be the photography. I mean, even in the see, it's just weird. I can't tell how nice the models are. I know it's an odd thing to say, but I see a bunch of like small rough details. Mm-hmm. That I don't know if it's just the cast they used or the lighting or what. And it even looks like there's a mold slip on the shoulder pad on the brute on the website. But that could be just, again, because of the angle and maybe I'm not seeing a detail in the picture. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I understand you.
Tough. Yeah. What's the... let me look at the Lesser Demon. I haven't seen that one yet. I forgot to open that window. Oh, the Lesser Demon looks better in my opinion. I think that's a nicer sculpt than the ogre is. Not sure how I feel about the weird weapon hands.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if it came with like alternate hands, so you could actually maybe give it, you know, hand hands as opposed to.
They seem to be glued there. There's like space between the end and the weapon.
Yeah.
So that's probably something you could change. You're on your own doing that, but at least they're not glued in. You don't have to cut into it. So you could just convert it. Pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a 53mm tall model, so it's a pretty big. It's a pretty good size little demon. And he looks pretty cool. So, worth checking out. And like you said, the price points are really good. £8. I mean,
mm-hmm.
How do you go wrong? For £8, it's worth taking a risk. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not sure, it's hard to go wrong. All right. Now, Kickstarter stuff. Only 4 items this week. And first up, we have Steampunk 35mm miniatures from Topex Dominions.
So Topex Dominion is a game that the company is trying to... I was going for Kickstart, but that's all. That was not a play on words. That was not voluntary. So they are releasing the first 2 miniatures for an upcoming game, which is called Topex Dominion. So we have 2 steampunk models. The first one is Captain Templeton, and the second one is MZ Good Enough. So one a kneeling gunner, and the second one looks like a steampunk female Iron Man repulsor in their end.
Mm-hmm.
Or a web slinger. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, it looks like it's more like a repulsor.
Yeah.
So, MZ Good Enough. What odd names. I don't understand.
Yes.
It's an interesting sculpt, though. And it seems to be true to the 3D render that they also show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have some cast.
Yeah. And it looks good. Their casting looks clean. You know, for some alternative steampunk miniatures, pretty cool stuff. The pirate's nice too. If they get her, I don't think she's. I'm not sure she's unlocked yet, but
yes, she is.
She is. Okay.
Yeah, Dread Pirate Ina. They have something like 3 or 4 models unlocked. 3.
Yeah.
3 additional models from the first 2 we already mentioned are unlocked.
Blackjack Zack. He also looks kind of cool. I don't know, like I said, it's some interesting designs for steampunk stuff. If you're into steampunk, worth checking out. Let's see, what do we got here for info? So, they're looking for $400. They're at $1,466, so this is fully pledged. There's 16 days left to go, and this Kickstarter will be fully pledged, or fully...
will fund. Wow.
Fully funded, thank you. Wow, that's fully pledged. Long day. Be fully funded. On January 4th, 2017. Next up, Weird Miniatures, The Other Side.
So this is a new game by Weird Miniatures. It's in the same universe as Malifaux, but instead of being on the Malifaux, which is on the, what they call the Other Side usually, it's on Earth. So it's following the events on Malifaux, where they have the soul stones and the guild and everything, a giant war has started on Earth, and this is the result of it. So this is a bigger scale engagement than Malifaux. You're playing armies. It's going to be like in between War Machine and 40k, I would guess, in the number of models you would use. So you'll have units, which is not the case in or squads, which is not the case in Malifaux. And you also have a lot bigger models, like mechs and giant creatures and stuff like that. So this is still a weird style, so Victorian horror team, but some factions with the help of Soulstone or other strange technologies or magic have built giant contraptions. Or some giant monsters. So.
And it's definitely a larger scale game. I mean, looking at the starter boxes, there appear to be 30 models in a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be your 40k scale game.
Yeah, it will still work with the cards. However, the profile of the model will be simpler and have less rules, so to be, which fits for a mass battle game.
Yeah, you can't have... Can you imagine how cumbersome it would be to have a Malifaux level of, like, rules and kit on it? Yeah, per model.
That would be crazy. Play,
you know, a small game would take you a week to play. Jeez. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's weird, and they're well-established, and people know them.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a highly successful Kickstarter. They're looking for $75,000, which, to be fair, is actually quite a bit for a company that's been around so long to start something.
Yeah, but it's a lot of model they are putting out, though. So 75, it's not that big.
No, but it's
look at what was asking, something around that for Wrath of King. Same thing for Relic Knight. I think it was 50,000 instead of 75, but It's a similar scale, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're looking for 75,000. They're at 209,000. So it is fully pledged and backed. The Kickstarter runs until January 20th, 2017. Next in line, we have Devalley Miniatures, Riders of the North 2.0.
So this is a small line of riders and horse riders for fantasy generic models. Yeah, cavalry. That's better. I was agreeing with the title. So you have different type of cavalry. The guys on the of riders, one equipped with a bow, not holding his weapon, but a swordsman, and a different type, one with spear. So they're generic stuff for to play in all kinds of fantasy games. Looking at other models they already have or add-ons, they seem to have a Lord of the Ring inclination to them.
That's kind of like what I was thinking. It kind of made me think of Rohan.
Yeah, those are more inspired, I think, from the Rangers, the same guys that Aragorn is
part of, yeah. Yes.
Even looking at the fluff, it fits more that than the Rohan. But when you go at the add-on, there's one that's clearly one of the Knight of Minas Tirith with the giant shield tree. With the tree on it.
Yeah, well, that's actually the picture I was looking at. I was looking at the kind of light cavalry beside him in the picture, and that's why I said Rohan. But yeah, it's true. It's definitely got the white tree on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they look almost, they look like Rangers. Anyway, so this Kickstarter is fully funded. They had a goal of 1,500 euros. They're at 2,065 euros with 18 days left to go. This Kickstarter will be fully funded on January 6, 2017. And last but not least, and very seasonal, Antoine, I approve, War in Christmas Village.
So this is a small line of 28 millimeter miniatures to use for tabletop game. I like the rest of what they list. Christmas Village display, dioramas, and other model hobby. The Christmas Village display, I really don't see it. Expect if you have a really twisted sense of Christmas spirit. The models are mostly grim. You have a Santa with an axe, a snowman with an axe and a shield with a grim face. Yeah.
And if you look at Santa's bag on his back, it appears to have a head in it and some body parts.
Oh, it's a kid. I think it's a whole kid. The Krampus has a kid. There's a Krampus model, and there's a kid in it.
Yeah, Santa appears to have...
Yeah, they call it Dark Santa.
Yeah. Well, it's all kind of dark. Dark Santa, Dark Frosty, wherever the snowman's name is. Magic animated snow construct. Yeah. So. Evil Frosty.
The only model that doesn't look grim is their St. Nicholas model. Which just looked like a nice old style St. Nicholas guy.
Yeah.
The only good guy in the group.
It seems really weird, eh? Seems out of place. He's also in my opinion, one of the nicer models, too. So they're looking for $6,000. They're at $1,500 with 27 days left to go. So there's still time to get in on this. And if they reach their goal, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on January 15th, 2017. And that, as they say, is that?
Yes, it is.
I would like to take a moment to wish all our listeners a very happy holidays and a happy new year and a safe and fun holiday season.
Same from me. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, And if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Zero Budget Geek, a YouTube channel covering board games, video games, and other geek stuff. You'll find Let's Play and How to Play videos of different board games and video games, as well as reviews. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.